Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode number 106. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am, and I use antlers in all of my decorating, but not really, because he does. It's Ben!
I do not.
You're the one who wrote it.
Yeah, for you to say.
Yes, you wanted me to sing it.
I'm surprised you didn't, actually.
I was tempted, but I don't think I could do that part justice.
I use antlers in all of my decorating, but like five octaves lower.
Decorating.
I started too high. That's the problem. And I'm not going to try it again because I already did it once and barely hit the notes, if I even did.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Can you tell that I'm excited about the new Beauty and the Beast that's coming out on Friday?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
I don't know. It's one of my favorites. I liked it quite a bit.
That's cool.
Of course, you know, I think I've probably definitely gone on record by saying that I'm a huge Disney fan. So, I mean, it's probably not surprising. Although I haven't seen the live action like Cinderella or the new Alice in Wonderland and stuff like that. So, I don't know. Maybe it does go without saying or not or whatever. Yeah.
Words.
Regardless. Hi, Aludra. How are you doing? It's been forever.
It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah. It has.
Yeah.
Like, literally 2 weeks, which equals a couple.
Not since Raid.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we do talk on the not recording times. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Ben! What have you been up to?
Wow, what have I not been up to?
Gaming?
Yeah, so there's a lot I haven't actually been up to.
Ben's been water skiing, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. I'm surfing that wake. I don't know. I don't know water skiing terms. That's how little water skiing I've done. But I am actually kind of sunburned, though, because Saturday was the Aloha Festival, and I went out and watched my sister do some hula. And because she's taking hula classes and stuff, and her whole like group performed and everything, and it was really cool. So did that and had some awesome food and all that. But you don't want to hear about that. What you do want to hear about is, holy crap, all the stuff that's out. And I have like no time to barely play one game, much less the 20 that I want to play.
All 20?
There's probably more than that. So I told you I got back into SPOTOR, right?
Right.
Yeah, so the progress in that has kind of stalled because of everything else that's out, which is the hard part.
So,
well, the thing is I'm at the point where if I don't finish by the time my free time is up, I am actually going to pay for a subscription, even though I vowed not to. Because, dang it, Tetsemi, he gave me that carrot.
Ben broke his vow,
I'm breaking that vow. I haven't done it yet, so there's still time. But
negative 15 points to Ben for breaking a vow.
No, we don't do negative points like that. And even so, it's only one. But I got pretty far. I'm actually, like, story-wise, I'm in Corellia. Like, I'm just getting to Corellia, which I'm like, that's a great, cool planet that I want to learn more about. Like, I haven't even set foot on the surface yet. However, my character is like 55, so I'm like well past the leveling area for it. So that part's kind of cool. And so I'm really still trying to figure out, like, okay, do I want to do the planet stories or just blow through and finish my class quest? Which I kind of want to do that to see everything. But at the same time, I'm really interested in those planet stories because it's
my plan
it's still
is
story.
To go back later when I don't have subscription time. So like right now. And run around and do the stories.
Then
of
you
the
know
planets.
What? That's actually a good point because I'll be way over geared and way over leveled, so I won't need any rewards or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I won't need the XP. So, you are a genius.
Well, I figure there's going to be a lot more downtime when you're not paying for it than there is uptime when you are.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, the class stuff is the really interesting stuff anyway. So, okay, and then also the expansion stuff and all that. So, yeah, okay, I'll work on that stuff.
Yes.
So anyways, so that's SWTOR. Last week, last episode, I did start talking a little bit about Horizon Zero Dawn. I will confirm that that game is still freaking bad A. That game is so much fun.
That's awesome to hear.
Yeah. When you get a chance to get it for Jason, steal it from him and play it.
Cool.
Because, oh my gosh.
But now he knows the plot. If he, well, he might not listen to this episode, so we're all good.
Well, no, I'm not even going to talk about the plot much. Just that.
No. Now he knows the plot of me stealing the game.
Well, you know what? He has to sleep sometime. That's when you tie him down and play the game.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, it's really cool. I really liked it, and I've like barely touched the main story. I mean, that's what happens in an open world game when there's a whole bunch of other side stuff to do and everything, and I'm going through and discovering things. And I'm going to say this, but it won't mean anything. But I've completed my first cauldron, which I'm pretty excited about. It's pretty sweet. But that game is fantastic. And like the first time you take down a big robot, I mean, even the ones that I'm taking down aren't even like that big compared to what's later on. But like, it was such a good feeling. And like, anytime I have those successes in that game, I seriously have the whole like, yeah, like super good. Like I did something awesome, because seriously, that game, it's challenging and you can die pretty darn fast. But, yeah, very good. Love that game. I haven't had as much time as I want to play it, but it's so good. So then I happened to be lucky enough and got a Switch and Breath of the Wild.
Whoa, how'd you get a Switch?
Well, here's the thing. This is a loving month that I like to call Three Paycheck March. And it just also...
It's a national holiday in the Ben household.
It also coincides with the fact that I get my yearly bonus this month, too. So that's how I was able to afford a Switch. I'm pretty much out of money already again. Mm-hmm. But the neat thing is so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get Breath of the Wild for the Wii U. I'm still going to go Friday morning, get in line at Target, because back when Twilight Princess came out for the Wii, it also came out for the GameCube. But the GameCube version is like insanely rare and hard to find. So that's why I'm like, okay, I need to make sure to get in line to get the Wii U version, because I want to be able to play this game. So I'm like, as I'm standing in line, I'm like, okay, well, no, I wasn't standing in line yet. But on my way there, I'm like, okay, if they have some Wii or some, there's too many system names in this conversation already. If they have any
already,
Switches.
Already, and I'm not even doing any of the talking here.
If they have any Switches available, I'm going to go ahead and get one, because I know that I'm going to really want one, because I love new tech, and this thing is just chock full of really neat things and stuff like that. And then I'll just get Breath of the Wild for that. So I show up, I walk right up, and this woman, you know, the Target lady comes up and says, are you here for a Switch? I'm like, sure. And she hands me a ticket, because, you know, there's a line forming, and she's like, okay, just make sure you're back by 8. So I'm like, okay, cool. And I look at it, and it's number 13 of 52. So I'm like,
whoa!
I guess I'm here in time. And I only showed up like 20 minutes before the store opened. So it
nice.
Wasn't, yeah, I mean, I totally lucked out on that. So, you know, stood in line, got my game. I'm like, okay, this is really cool. And I got to say, I haven't gotten as far into that as I could yet, because I want to finish Horizon before I jump into another open world game. But when like the TV's not available and I'm not at my computer or something, I'll just, you know, grab the Switch and start playing on it and stuff. And that game's really pretty and really cool. And there's like so much possibility in it. So eventually I'll get more into that and play a whole bunch of that and tell you weird, crazy stories about random goings on and stuff. But yeah, so that's really cool. It's a great game. On top of that, this is going to take a while, by the way, because I've been doing so much stuff.
That's fine.
As you know, I've been working on Mass Effect, the whole series, trying to get it up and streaming it and everything like that. And I talked about how I wasn't sure about the streaming with the sound and all that stuff. I still haven't figured that out, but I've still been playing and still recording it and uploading it to YouTube. So I'm on like episode 5 or 6 or something like that of Mass Effect 3. And I don't think it's going to be as long as the last game, but at the same time, I really need to play the crap out of that and record it if I want to finish before Andromeda comes out, which is on Tuesday. So I don't have time to play all the other things that I want to play because of that. And since I'm recording it, I need to make sure that it's at a time where, you know, Sarah's able to do something like, you know, kind of quiet as opposed to, I don't know, banging stuff around. Not that she does that, but, you know, if I record stuff, I try to be quiet and everything like that. Just like when she's recording, I'm quiet for her and all that. So, you know, I'm trying not to be.
The only problem I'm seeing with the Mass Effect streaming, like you're streaming your first playthrough, right? If I understand this correctly.
The new one, no. No, I'm going to play through it first.
Oh, no. You should totally do that and then have the issue where you've got to cut the stream, but you want to keep playing and
That is exactly why I'm not doing that.
No, you need to live stream your first playthrough where you're learning all the tricks.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Yes, you should.
No, because
then
the thing is,
so much more fun seeing you do it with fresh eyes and not knowing when to talk and stuff and all of that. And then you ignore the polls and just do it your way.
Well, and see, the thing is, I won't do any polls in that. But even more so, I'll be so in like raptured in the game that I'm not even going to pay attention to a chat room if I have it or spend time talking or anything. It's just going to be like me playing and then randomly muttering like, oh, what does he think he's doing? You know, or something like that. Or like, I mean, I already do a whole like, ah, crap, missed that shot. Like, I don't put a whole ton of commentary in there because, you know, I'm shooting things and I'm kind of talking. I'll maybe address certain things or, you know, give explanations on things or talk about differences between playthroughs or things like that. But at the same time, I don't think I'm that great of a streamer. So I'm not that entertaining, but the game itself stands like on its own. It's like when they're talking, I can't interrupt that because it's so good. So
if you guys think I'm right, send us emails and Twitter comments and let's see what we can like point at Ben and make him do. Probably nothing, but
well,
you know,
here's the thing. I'm taking
if Ben gets 1,000 subscribers, he'll do it my way.
No, I'm not saying that at all. But no, so here's the thing. I am spending PTO on Tuesday so that I can actually get online or so I can play. So I don't know, since it's on the PS4, I don't have to hook it up to the computer and everything like that. So maybe I'll just hit the share button and stream some. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
there's
no guarantee, that's going to happen. I might just do like a quick thing for it or something like that. I don't know.
10,000 subscribers. You'll do it my way.
No, I'm not going to like pander for subscriber numbers.
Well, I just wanted a tangible goal to hit. Jeez, Ben.
I'll be happy if I get like 20. I don't have a lot of people who subscribe. I just do play the game anyway because I love it so much.
Yeah.
But, so.
Streaming's hard, especially because you feel that call to be entertaining the entire time.
Yeah.
And that's why I had to stop, because I'm just so run down lately with all the pain stuff that I can't just be entertaining all the time.
Yeah, and everybody knows I'm not entertaining like half the time. So
Ben, are you resigning from Battle Pets?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm entertaining just about half the time because you take the other half. So therefore, it seems like I'm funnier than I am.
You are super funny, and I'm not commenting on your looks.
Well, thanks, I appreciate it. But so this weekend, hopefully, I'll be able to get a whole ton of time in. And I mean, even if I have to record it all and, you know, wait a while to post every episode, because I'm trying to, you know, release it as I can, things like that. So I'll do what I can, but the goal is to try to finish it before the game comes out on Tuesday. But if that doesn't happen, I'm still going to keep going and we'll see how it goes. But
cool.
And then there's WoW.
Oh, World of Warcraft. Yes, I have rekindled my love fire for WoWcraft.
Nice. Well, do you want to go through what you've been doing and then we can meet back up in the middle for WoW, since I've been talking for like forever at this point of what I've been doing?
You've been talking forever?
Yeah.
Ben,
yeah.
Where has my life gone?
Apparently, no. Listen to me, and I'm sorry.
Let's see, World of Warcraft. I am leveling a bunch of pets. Why? Because it's what I do.
Yay.
Yes, I throw rocks at them mostly.
Me too.
You get a rock. Okay, so this shoulder enchant you get is so freaking great for the random bags that drop. And so you'll be like, ho-hum, running a dungeon. Yes! Pet stuff!
Oh, I forgot. I still need to put that on my mage's shoulders.
Ben, that's disappointing.
I know.
And so, yeah, I'm just ho-humming. Last night, I did my very first Keystone dungeon.
How'd it go?
It went really well. I ran with my son, Minion 1.
Nice.
It was a Mythic 2, ooh, so we know I'm really trying hard here.
Fancy.
Yeah, I know. And so I was the one who put the rock in the slot and everything. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
And we met a cool tank who hung out even waiting for us to find a freaking healer. And last night, I don't know what it was, it took like over an hour, and my son had to switch to his ult.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I know. But then we met this really cool, did not say a word, eye level 900 Fury Warrior.
Ooh, nice.
Holy moves. That guy was making me feel like I was in the kindergarten of DPS. I was in DPS preschool. And I was just like, man, you're really cool. But yeah. The tank was also eye level 900. And like I said, you know, she was just hanging out and chilling with us. And, you know, we were talking Demon Hunter stuff. Yeah. And she's like, I haven't noticed that problem. And I'm like, okay. Because my purple drops of soul shards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ran 3 dungeons last night. I got 1 purple globby to drop on the floor. And it cracked my son up because it happened at the same time as a DBM warning. And he's like, well, there's why they're not dropping.
Nice.
But that was super great. I got a quest done also for my little raptor guy.
Oh, cool.
In this dungeon. Yeah, yeah. So my little raptor Bubs, he's like, I want to go to this dungeon you hate. And I was like, no, Bubs, don't do it. Please. And Bubs is like, no, we're going. So 6 months later, I took Bubs into the dungeon.
Yeah, that's one of those things. For me, it was, I want to go fight the certain type of pet. Nope.
So I'm fighting a certain type of pet. Sure, I'll take you to Old World to fight it even,
no,
man.
No, it's in High Mountain, and it's like kind of a, you have to really look for it. I'm like, I'm not taking the time to do this, buddy. I'm sorry.
No, no, Bubs is like, I want to run Halls of Valor. It's like,
oh,
why?
That's one of the best ones, though.
I've had a few really bad groups where it takes like 3 hours to clear.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. I mean, just the bridge up to Odin is like almost worth the entire thing.
Oh, so great. And I actually really love the area where you fight the big dog.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was running around with Bubs, and Bubs is like, I'm tired afterwards. And I got that little warning. I'm like, you've been waiting 6 months to do this, and now you're napping? Fine, fine. Fine. We were cutting edge, Bubs, until you threw this at me. Because, like, seriously, every week. When it was new, I had the new quest and everything, and I was, like, right on top of this until he was like, Halls of Valor, and I'm like, I'm not doing that in a random dungeon. I'm not doing that in a random dungeon.
Good call.
Mythic 2? Okay, we'll do it Mythic 2, because these guys have their stuff, and man, did they, and there was also a Warlock, and he was there, but it was super great and super fun, and I got some pet quests out of the way, so I'm really happy. But
well, good.
Yeah, I'm sitting there kind of like, okay, I'm doing this. I'm in preschool for DPS, and then the pet bag drops, and I'm like, thank you, game.
Yeah, no, I understand completely because you know when you're able to actually go through one of those and clear out like a dungeon quest and everything like that, like. I get it, because dungeons are so tied to this expansion, and I mean, mm-hmm. Yay for them doubling down on dungeons, but boo for having to do a dungeon for every single thing that you want to do. It's like, hey, I want to take the teleport in Dalaran to go somewhere else. Okay, well, you have to run this dungeon. But it has nothing to do with that. Yeah, but you got to run the dungeon.
You've got to clear Violet Hold to be able to take teleport to Dalaran.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so... Okay, fine. Just eye rolls. Whatever. And oddly enough, we're sitting here going, oh, I'm so tired of dungeons, and we're looking so forward to pet battle dungeons. It's like crazy.
That's so funny, though, isn't it?
We are walking, talking contradictions sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we're not going to be running Halls of Valor with our pets.
Well, so. Yet.
Yeah, yet. And then, let me see, what else? Oh, World Quests!
Oh, I was going to say.
And then I was going to talk rating.
Okay. Well, you do World Quest. I got something. And then we can both talk rating.
Great. So World Quest, I got my second legendary.
Woo-hoo! And you actually got it from Emissary Chest?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was those guys, the ghost guys in Asuna.
Oh. The Quarter Ferrandis.
Yes, thank you. I call them the ghost jerks because they were just ghost jerks.
Well, yeah.
They were mean to that guy.
I mean, there's a reason for it, but at the same time, he did it for their best interests.
Exactly. I don't care if there's a reason for it. Man, after all this time, they couldn't just talk it out.
Yeah.
I thought I had bad communication skills. I don't really, but I thought I did. And then I met these ghost guys, and I realized I'm the queen of communication skills. I can communicate.
Oh, yeah.
I can communicate so much. People are like, wow, Ludra, are you communicatable? And yes, because by then, I would have just sat these guys down and gone, look, I'm not being spitting on for all eternity, so you guys need to fix yourselves.
Yeah, no kidding.
Here's what I did. Here's why you guys are jerks. If you don't like it, you can ghost haul your butts out of here. Yeah, I would have banished them for ghost spitting on me. I'm not taking that.
Well, I will say that before I found out the whole story, when someone's like, hey, spit on him when you see him, I'm like, okay. I walked up, I slash spit. And then I found out a story, I'm like, oh, sorry about the spit. I mean, technically I spit through you because I'm not a ghost, so it's cool. But sorry, dude. Felt a little bad.
If the video game tells Ben to do it, Ben will do it.
Well, you know, it depends on if I'm RPing or not. At the time, I'm just like, I don't really want to be in Asuna.
Victor was like, my word, no. What is wrong with you people?
It's like, I just finished Valshara. I don't want to be in Asuna. What the hell do you think you're doing? So, yeah. So, speaking of leveling and world quests and all that stuff, I got my major to 110. Woo! Yeah!
That's and now right. You realize how much you got to work to catch her up. And you're like, no, thanks.
You know what? It actually hasn't been that bad because I did every single like world quest that gives gear.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that. I'm like, yeah, go world quest that gives gear.
No, I mean rep wise and stuff.
Oh, rep wise. Yeah, I'm not too worried about rep. But the thing is like gear wise, I want to get to the point where she can actually be viable in case we happen to have too many healers in raid because... Guess what problem we're having in raid? Too many healers, which I never thought I would say that ever. Mind you, I'm not complaining because I love our group and I love running with our group, but it is really weird when all of a sudden I log in and there's like 5 DPS and 5 healers and 2 tanks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll switch now. And then I become a punchy monk. Because I don't have a mage who's up to the gear level and everything for where we're running and stuff. So, but I did okay. I mean, I kind of, you know, hung in there DPS wise by punching and kicking things. So it wasn't too bad.
DPS on a monk is easy. You just never press the same button 2 times in a row and your DPS will skyrocket.
Pretty much. Although.
No, that's literally how it works.
Well, here's the thing. I'm supposed to have an ability that I forget exactly what it's called, but it's essentially like earth, wind, and fire. It's where you split up into the different elemental and attacks and stuff. I can't find it anywhere in my spell book or a talent or anything. So either I'm just crazy and can't find it, or I don't have it, or it's hiding somewhere. I don't know. It's weird. So yeah, hopefully I'll be able to figure that out and, you know, maybe stick it in my rotation or something. But, yeah, so raid. How has raid been going, Aludra?
It's been going so well for me, personally, because I'm, like, one of the 2 DPS melee. So I'm having fun with it a lot.
Well, you're doing pretty good zipping around and, you know, shooting I-beams and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You have to target a second enemy to summon the third spirit in Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, we'll see. I don't even have Earth, Wind, and Fire on my bar anywhere. I can't find it.
It's a skill.
Again, I don't know. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
I am so Googling this.
Well, I guess my folly is going to help the show out.
Oh, well. Anyways, so I've been doing okay. I'm pretty low DPS-wise, actually. That's why I started doing world quests and stuff. Still have my best in slot legendary. It's lame.
Wait, your best in slot is lame?
No, that I don't have it.
Sorry. I totally misheard you.
Yes, you did, Ben.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
That's why I said it wrong.
I got a couple upgrades last night, and then I fancy gemmed them up.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Okay, that's actually pretty cool if you fancy gemmed them.
Yeah, I fancy gemmed them.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, I'm hoping to pull better numbers this week. We kept getting that one annoying guy with the ads, and you've got to kill the one ad, then you ignore the second ad, and he can't really see you, even though you're 20 feet away from him before you pull.
Yeah.
What's his name? Yeah. Spellbook Yelly Man. Anyway, Spellbook Yelly Man, we got him down to, like, 7, 3%, and we just couldn't do it. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, this is my fault.
Totally not your fault.
Oh, our DPS was too low that night. So I'm like, oh, this is an Aludra thing.
But the thing is that it was so low, it's just the tiniest little bit. We got him down to 4%.
Mm-hmm.
And that has nothing to do with you. I mean, I was getting in there doing what I could to punchy kick as well. I mean, you know, it's everybody just needed that just the tiniest little push up and we would have been fine, or people needed to not die. I mean, it's a mixture of a whole bunch of things. But the fact that we got Tychondrius down to 4%, I am really happy.
Belly Yelly Man's name is Tychondrius. Got it.
Yeah.
So I went out and I got a bunch of new gear and I got the fancy gems. So now I'm wearing blue gems. So
that
we're
is,
gonna do
you know
this.
What? That is probably enough to push us over.
I'm hoping.
And even if it's not, I'm saying that it's enough to push us over.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad though. I think I like the shoes better than the chest piece. But the chest piece is like, no, you'll be able to dodge more. And I'm like, arr.
Gotcha.
I take less damage wearing the shirt, but I do more damage wearing the feats. That's why I'm training.
Yeah, and then you can put them both on, and I'll be happy about that.
Shirt feats!
Yay, shirt feet! Ooh, ha, ha. Wait, no, that's something different. And I just found out what I did wrong. I chose Serenity as my 100-level tier, and it takes the place of Storm, Earth, and Fire, so I'm going to change that.
Good, you should.
Yeah.
I knew you yanked around with it with a talent point.
Yeah, and it didn't make it clear that it should be there, so, oh well, my bad. But, no, Ray's been going pretty good. I'm really excited about our progress, and the fact that we killed Spellblade What's-Her-Face.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, was it Tychondrius that we killed? No, that's the big giant dude. It's the other person. Gosh, you know, that's the thing. I don't know people's names anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. I just yell, you know, Cake Boss, and... The
Boss
No Caps
just,
in America
yeah.
fight.
Exactly.
And...
That one's Helya, though. That one I definitely do know.
No, that's the No Caps in America fight.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was saying. But, no, so it's the one that does the things where you have the stuff where you're inside and then the observatory opens up. Which one? That one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one we're doing.
Yeah. We're doing pretty good with them, I think. Pretty good. And it's killing me, so I'm going to figure out... It's Elisandra, right? Grand Magic Strix Elisandra?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that? Whatever. Who cares? But that's kind of all that's been going on with me. How about you? Anything else?
I filled you in.
Okay. Well, in that case...
I'm playing a farming game, so let's just move on. It's not about pets.
So what you're saying is that Aludra's doing Aludra.
Yep, I totally am.
All right. Well, in that case, then let's find out what's going on with Blizzard with some WoW news.
Reporting live from the Broken Isle, we have the latest from World of Warcraft. There's demons everywhere!
News.
Ben's adorable. Okay, so news where there's not much. We've got an update from the patch notes that isn't really an update that says something nefarious is going on in the world of pet battles, and it's up to you to look into it. If you have at least one level 25 battle pet, speak to Brienne and Dalaran to get directions to this new scenario.
Yay!
Yeah.
It's stuff we know about, meaning pet battle dungeons! Woo!
Woo! We love pet battle dungeons, but we want them. And we'd also like some... more pet news, even if it's, hey, we're making a Sparkle Bunny toot. That would be really great.
Yeah, something. I mean, something official other than, hey, this was dug in the PTR or this was dug up in data mining and stuff like that. Because, you know, you and I, we've talked about it before, how we don't generally post a lot of stuff because stuff on the PTR changes all the time. So
And stuff that's data mined might not even make it in the game. Remember all those Zelindari daggers and stuff that were data mined that one time?
Oh, like, yeah.
Rainbows of daggers and troll stuff. And everybody's excited about this rainbows of gears and troll stuff. And then,
nothing.
One made it on. One of each, in all of the rainbow, they selected the one they liked best, and that was it. And it was like, oh, that's disappointed.
Exactly. So, Blizzard, come on. We really want some pet news. We want to know what's going on. We definitely don't want any more Q&A teases and jokes about how, it's like, oh, this one, we're going to talk about pet battles. Ha, 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 just kidding.
Because no one cares.
About important stuff. No, we want to.
Yeah.
We enjoy this. It's a big part of our game. And we're raiders, too. So that tells you we do bunches of stuff.
Yes, exactly. And we want to give people the happy news of bunches of stuff.
Exactly.
Anyways, in the bunches of stuff news, it's crazy easy to go farm your dino bones over on the Isle of Dinosaurs. So if you want your spectral porcupine, you never got it because, oh my gosh, what? Yeah, you can one-shot those dinos, maybe even two-shot them. I was at level 100. It took me a couple shots. My level 110 buddy over there, he was like one-shotting everything.
Yeah.
So honestly, just go get a bunch of bones. Go get your porky pet. It's $999.
That's not that bad anymore, actually.
No, it's really not. That's like a lap.
Yeah. They drop pretty fast. And if you're the only one on the island, heck, they're all there for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, try it out. It's not that bad. And Udasta isn't even all that scary anymore either. I have actually heard from a very reliable source that they soloed him.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a mage we're talking about.
Yeah, Undasa is really easy to take down.
Nice. Nice. You know what also gets taken down every now and then?
Mm-hmm.
Computers. That's right. Sometimes people have an old Dell that's finally kicking, kicking the can, or something that they built themselves that just never worked right or anything. The best thing that you can do is replace it with something that you know is going to be reliable. Something that is top of the line. Something that will keep going for a very long time. And if you do have issues, has tech support that is there, ready to help you out in just some of the fastest, nicest ways possible. If you want to know where that is, it is not on some sort of crazy dinosaur island. No. If you just go to doghousesystems.com, you can build yourself a new PC. And what's even better, if you put in the promo code BATTLEPETS at checkout, you get double the memory for free. That's right, folks. Double the memory for free at doghousesystems.com. Battle Pets for your promo code.
Woo! I love my computer. It has our logo.
I love my computer. It doesn't. But it's still cool. I should just get a sticker of our logo and just put it on the side. Just so I can say it too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the funny thing is around my computer, like on my desk, I've got a whole bunch of different little toys and statues and neat, cool collectibles and everything like that, because I am a fan of pop culture and I enjoy collecting stuff. Aludra, just looking at my screen, I see that you have a collection of things. In fact, you enjoy geeky, cool stuff.
Yes, I do.
If you wanted to collect stuff, do you know of a good place to find things that are like presents, that are mysteries every single month?
Hold on. No, I'm kidding. Of course. Loot Crate.
That's right. If you go to trylootcrate.com/battlepets, you can actually get a Loot Crate subscription and help out the show. Head on over. You can get awesome collectibles. They usually have t-shirts in there, some of which Aludra has stolen from me. Sometimes they have little cool statues. I think in the speed one, I actually have a hood ornament of the Flash that I can stick on my car. I mean, they have a lot of different random stuff with a lot of different geeky, cool IPs. So head on over to trylootcrate.com/battlepets and put in Bridge10 for your promo code to get 10% off of your first box. Yeah.
Nice.
Man, it's a little tough kind of battling through that, don't you think?
I don't know. Seemed not such a big struggle this go around.
Yeah, it really wasn't, but I was trying to put in a really bad good segue for boss battles.
Yeah, you failed.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
Boss battles, where we tell you how to battle the bosses that are all around the world. This one is the world event, The Wine's Gone Bad, which is just tragic. It's at 43.8 in Asuna, and it is Vino, a wine elemental.
Yep, Vino's first ability, Barrel Toss, is something that's, you don't see that very often. What he does is he actually, on his first use, fills a barrel with wine. And just, it sits there. It's one of those items that's creative that we always talk about being destroyed. But guess what? It's one of the ones that actually sits there. Now, the second time that Vino actually uses this ability, he throws that barrel at your pet, dealing beast damage. That is horrible, because one, only a monster would throw wine like that. And two, ow.
Yeah, a barrel breaks on you. That sucks.
Pretty much.
Next ability is Inebriate. Your pet will become inebriated, which will reduce your pet's hit chance by 25% for 4 rounds.
Yep. And in case you're wondering,
so the wine didn't go too bad.
No, no, not too bad. But in case you're wondering, that also means drunk. Your pet got drunk. Then last but not least, we have Dive. Now, Vino will submerge, becoming unattackable for 1 round. On the round after, he will actually pop up and attack, dealing aquatic damage. Now, the thing about Vino is that he will actually, when you click on him to fight him, he'll spawn with 2 random zone pets. And the thing is that every time that he's a new world quest, 2 different pets will show up. So there's no way that we can really prep you for this one. But the good news is that if you attack him, the 2 pets that show up are going to be the 2 pets that are with him the entire day. So, plan accordingly, pop in, see what's there. Change your team around, pop back out if you need to, fun stuff like that.
Why would you need to do that? I just use 3 moths and they beat everything. It's really great. When he goes underground, you just pop the little moth cocoon and boom, you're ready. You take no damage. Moths for the win. And then I just beat him down.
Yeah, that's pretty much the recommended strategy is just use a moth. One can just destroy him. I've also seen, I looked online and the Thundertail Flapper and the Stormstruck Beaver can, kind of kill him too and stuff. But if you've got a moth, which, everybody's got at least 1 moth, just destroy him.
Yeah, sometimes it takes 2 if the RNG is going, ha, he crits every hit.
Yeah, but like you said, have 3 in your pocket. Well, don't keep him in your pocket because he'll eat your clothes. But, take 3 in with you, you'll be good.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And with that, other than just, moth teams, I think it's time for us to do a little bit of team building ourselves.
Yay!
Team building.
That's right, folks.
Team. You go ahead.
I'm like, well, you took boss battles. I'm just going to grab team building here.
Yeah, I just realized that.
That's fine. No biggies. Team building. This week's words are entirely based off of me screwing up last episode. So it's going to be square paragraph.
Paragraph.
That's right. Paragraph, but, wrong. So, Aludra, what was your team?
My team is awesome. My team's books. Well, not all books.
Books.
Here we go.
Check them out. Books. Yeah. Check them out.
Now, I got the Lofty Librum, the Gusting Grimoire, and the Elec Plushie, because the Elec Plushie's learning to read, and he's the one who said paragraph. Aww.
I thought that he was just your reading buddy and snuggled up with you.
No, we're teaching him to read, and he had a hard time with paragraph, and he said paragraph.
That's so freaking cute. Dang it. Okay. I went slightly different here with my team building.
Yes.
For square paragraph, I went because, paragraph, there's something wrong with that. So who's going to let us know? The Alarmobot. That's right. The Alarmobot goes off going wee-oo, 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 letting us know that there is something wrong. And what happens? What's wrong? Well, it's a transmutation that went wrong with the transmutant. That's right. You tried to make a new pet through alchemy and, let's just say that you might have to give an arm and a leg to get a new one. So,
aww.
Transmutant. And then last but not least, just because it's just wrong to begin with, is the infested bear cub. I'm sorry, little buddy. I'm sorry I brought you in here. But the alarm bot's going off for you too, because there's no cure. So that's our team for this week. Next episode, we've got some words here. And those words are Crystal Dynamics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just because it used to be like a software company doesn't mean we can't use it for words.
Software? Okay, well then, ha ha ha, we have taken over, ha ha ha.
At least I think it was. That's what did some of the like PS2 Tomb Raider games, right?
Don't know.
Yeah, whatever. I'll look it up later. But with that, let us know what you think, you know, who had the best square parody graph. If you're going with, oh my God, what is that horrible, horrible thing? Vote for me, give me a point. Or if you're going with, oh, that's just too freaking cute and I can't believe that you're probably going to get a ton of points for it. That's Aludra's team. Make sure you let us know because it is very important that you give us points for something that we like to call
Race to the Fittest.
Nice.
That's what I call a segue.
Yeah, Ben. Race to the Finish, where we are in a death battle all year round to get your precious, precious points to win.
Death battle, huh?
Yes.
So we actually have to die at the end of this?
No, I mean, well, eventually, but, you know.
I don't want to
die. That's just life. That's just life, dude.
Okay.
Who will have the most crowns? Will Aludra have a three-peat? Or four-peat, actually?
Wow, you sold yourself short. I had a chance there.
A four-peat. Or will Ben actually upset everything and go home victorious? No second-place napkins for Ben.
Well, the good news is that actually a miracle has occurred, and right now I am in the lead. And it is a pretty good lead, too.
Very strongly, very, dare I use the word, commanding lead. So, guys.
It is quite commanding, actually.
Guys, I need your help.
Yeah, and the fact that BlizzCon was announced today means that we definitely have a cutoff time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely do. Yes. When is our cutoff time, Ben?
It is going to be at 6 o'clock Pacific time on November 5th. Because that's 6 o'clock p.m. on the Saturday. That's about the time that we usually do it. So, yeah. So, what is the best way that they can send us points, Aludra? Perfect
Ben
timing.
Caught me.
Perfect
ben
timing.
Caught me. Oh, man.
It was so right before, like, too. Like, right before.
If you would like to contact us, you can reach us at wildbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and on Stitcher.
Yep, you can also follow us on Twitter. Aludra is at Aludra_AIE, and I am at Ben the Mage. Now, the show, you can find that at Battle Pets Show.
Nice, because I want to find it there. You can also listen to Ben on other shows, because Ben is on Azeroth Roundtable. And if we have any upcoming cameos, we'll let you know.
Yep, and last but not least, our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard. And our bumpers were done by Coltrane and myself. Battle Pets was written by Aludra and myself, and is copywritten to us as well.
Awesome! Thanks for listening!
Bye, everybody! Ben. Yeah?
September 5th?
No, November 5th.
Oh, there we go. Okay, that's actually over a weekend.
November 5th!
Is when daylight savings time ends.
Cool. I'm in Arizona. We don't do that.
Yeah, you'll be in California where they do.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.